short time that he's there, some of the activities he's been able to carry out already give credence and show that he's somebody who's fully committed to prudent management of resources. The resources may not be enough, and the reality is that if you ask many of the subnational governments and governors, everybody agrees that resources may not be enough, but that is where prudent management of resources come in. Committing resources to the things that are most important, to the things that drive productivity, to the things that enhance the economy. If you look at the budgets that were passed by the State House of Assembly some weeks back and assented to by the governor, areas that he committed funds to in that budget are areas that have potentials to drive the growth of the economy. So basically, it's not like he's receiving more than what any other person is receiving, but prudent management of resources.
The governor was elected into office because of what people are saying are lofty promises and pledges that he made. Now that he's executive governor of the state and looking at the challenges he's facing, are such goals realizable?
Oh, of course they are. When people say they are lofty, I don't think they've taken time to study the agenda Governor Okpebholo campaigned on. He campaigned on 5 key points, and that was security, infrastructural development, education, agriculture and food security, and healthcare. These are not by any means lofty visions or lofty plans. Governor Okpebholo came into office carrying the hopes and expectations of Edo people. He, during campaigns, went around the 192 wards in the state, engaging directly with the people, engaging, listening to them, finding out what their issues were, what their challenges were, what their expectations of government were. It was based on the culmination of all of these interactions and engagements that these agendas were designed. So these are the touch points that really get to the Edo people. And he has hit the ground running in those areas. Already within 2 months, you can feel his impact across these different sectors.
How is the governor navigating governing a state and also the challenge or challenges to his election at the election tribunals?
The governor is not too distracted by the activities at the tribunal. I mean, there's nothing he's going to do there. The lawyers are handling that, but Governor Okpebholo is confident that his election was a true reflection of the will of Edo people. The election was won. It reflected the desire of the Edo people for a change. It reflected the desire for a new Edo. So he's not too bothered about the activity at the tribunal. The tribunal is ongoing. The lawyers are doing what they have to do, and at the appropriate time, we'll get the results from that activity. But he's not distracted at all. Governor Okpebholo is focused on ensuring that the promises he made, he's eager, he's almost impatient to deliver on the promises that he made to the Edo people.